Chapter 19, The Queen's Judgment. The Lord told me about your conversation, and he sent me here to talk with you. You must be just beginning to talk about my testimony at the final judgment. They all welcomed her in and introduced themselves. Moses said, "I am so glad you are here. I have been waiting for an opportunity to speak to you since the day I first heard your testimony. And now the Lord has opened that door. Please tell us what the Lord has put on your heart." The rest of them nodded in agreement. And so the Queen of Sheba began. "To begin with, my name is Sheba. I was a queen in a distant land, and I heard about Solomon's fame and his relationship with the Lord. I traveled a great distance to test him with many hard questions. I met with King Solomon, and he answered all my questions. Nothing was too hard for him to explain to me. When I saw all the wisdom Solomon had, and the palace he had built, all the food on his table, the seating of his officials and his servants in their robes, his cupbearers, and the burnt offerings he made at the temple of the Lord, I was totally overwhelmed. I said to King Solomon, 'The report I heard in my own country about your achievements and your wisdom is true. But I did not believe these things until I came and saw it with my own eyes. Indeed, not even half what was told to me in wisdom and wealth, you have far exceeded the report I have heard. How happy your men must be, how happy your officials, how continually they stand before you and hear your wisdom. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you and placed you on the throne of Israel. Because of the Lord's eternal love for Israel, he made you king to maintain justice and righteousness.' So I met with Solomon, the king of Israel, when I sojourned on the earth. I traveled a great distance to meet Solomon, and I was satisfied. My Lord, the king of heaven and earth, traveled a great distance also. He traveled from his eternal throne to be a babe in the manger, from his heavenly kingdom to earth's lowest regions. My Lord traveled so much farther than I ever did, for he humbled himself of his kingly authority and became a man. As you know from the scriptures and my testimony, I was called forth as a witness at the final judgment against that generation. You may not know this, but Jesus' own words burned in my heart on that day. I could not be silent, so I echoed his words as a testimony against them. I remember saying to them, 'I traveled many, many miles to hear Solomon's wisdom and was completely satisfied from what I saw and heard. I knew that he was a man that God had blessed, and that he had a relationship with the great God of Israel, who is the God of all nations. I was very impressed with his wisdom and knowledge, and nothing was too hard for him. I received one blessing after another as he revealed many mysteries to me. No question was too hard for him. Solomon, though he was just a man, a man filled with wisdom, and his kingdom was filled with splendor. I traveled from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's great wisdom, and one greater than Solomon was there in your time. I came to Solomon, who was only a man, but God came to you, and you closed your eyes to the splendor of his coming. You closed your hearts to the words of eternal life, and you closed the door to the invitation for reconciliation. You rejected the author of life. I said to them, all of heaven watched and observed with sadness and indignation at how you treated the Son of Man, who we have always known in glory as the Lord, the King of glory. I stood before God's throne and said to them, you religious leaders, Pharisees and Sadducees, you put your fingers in your ears and refused to listen to God's one and only Son. His words were upright and true, and they have finally come to fulfillment on this great day. For he said, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word that they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. Moses said, they said many horrible, wicked, and evil things. Their words were like arrows, and they had every intention to pierce the shepherd with the words that flowed from their mouths. The day of reckoning had finally come upon them. Sheba continued, I remembered the Pharisees' words burning in me like a fire, and those words came out of me like a flood. I have heard, all the angels in heaven have heard, all the heavenly hosts have heard, and most of all, our Heavenly Father has heard all that you have said about his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. All that you have said about God's one and only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. What a horrible and terrible thing you have said. What evil has latched upon your hearts. Before I could say another word, God the Father stood up and said, what you have said in the dark will now be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will now be proclaimed from the rooftops. The books are now opened, and what has been said has been recorded in the heavenly records, for every word and deed will be proclaimed now for all to hear and judge. Jonathan said, I remember seconds later that huge mist appeared out of nowhere in front of the great assembly, and every eye could see it clearly. I remember watching as an image slowly came into view upon the mist. I watched as it became clearer that it was the angel Gabriel, and he was speaking to someone who I could not see yet in the mist. Saber responded, "Yes." We all watched as Gabriel said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end." Then the mist slowly faded and disappeared, only for another image to come forward. Every eye watched as an image of shepherds materialized in the midst. The shepherds were out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks at night. Then angels of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and everyone could see that they were terrified. They listened to the angel. The angel of the Lord, he said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord." Jonathan said, "You know, I have seen many Christmas cards in my day with those images, but I never really stopped to consider their significance. I remember hearing Christmas music of great hymns of faith, and they had no impact on my life before I was saved.